Good morning, and welcome once again to the reading of our daily devotional, The Rhapsody of Realities. My name is Pastor Bola Lawal. Today is Wednesday, October 18th, and the topic of our devotional this morning is Be Spiritually Sensitive. Our text taken from the book of 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 8. Be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, as a roaring lion, walketh about, seeking whom he may devour. Pastor Chris says, many years ago, while casting a devil out from a dear lady, the demon, trying to put up some resistance, said, I'm not coming out. I'm responsible for the removal of a fallopian tube. Of course, I didn't bother to engage the demon in a dialogue. I simply said, you're coming out right now in the name of Jesus. And he screamed and came out of the lady. Later on, the lady began to explain to me how she was given the wrong diagnosis and underwent a bilateral salpingectomy. She didn't know demons were responsible for that cruel mistake. This has happened to a lot of people. There are people who have had to go through surgeries they never needed. Some died in the process. Many hospitals are death traps where demon spirits lodge and inspire doctors to do the wrong things. We're living in the days of intense spiritual conflicts and warfare. A young girl of about 9 years became demon possessed. Her behavior suddenly changed and her health became unstable. No one could understand what happened to her. She started having very strange dreams where she'd find herself at the bottom of a river with a queen and other girls of her age. Her life became a mess. It was later discovered that it all happened at her school when her friend, who was demon-possessed, gave her a particular gift item, and the devil entered into her. Life is spiritual. Everything you can see with your optical eyes and relate physically with came from the realm of the spirit. It's essential for you to be spiritually sensitive to discern and decisively deal with the enemy whenever he shows up. Be on the alert. The Lord Jesus warned us to watch and pray. Speak in tongues often, because as you pray in tongues, spiritual realities are unveiled to your spirit and you won't be ignorant of the devices of the enemy. You'll see and will be able to relate with the real truth concerning any situation. Praise God. Please say this confession with me. I'm strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. I keep the word in my heart and in my mouth always. And therefore discomfit all the stratagems, schemes, maneuvers, and manipulations of the devil. As I speak in tongues, spiritual realities are unveiled to my spirit. And I see and relate with the real truth concerning any situation. Hallelujah. For further study, please read Ephesians chapter 6, verses 10 to 13, Colossians chapter 1, verse 9, and 1 Corinthians chapter 14, verse 2 from the Amplified Classic. There's a portion here I'd like you to meditate upon. It says, it's essential for you to be spiritually sensitive to discern and decisively deal with the enemy whenever he shows up. If you have any questions or comments, please kindly send them to me via rhapsody.bolarich.online. I'd like to have a copy of this beautiful devotional, so please kindly visit rhapsody.bolarich.online to download the Rhapsody app. Thank you very much for taking our time once again to listen to this devotional. Until I come again your way, here's PB saying, keep making progress. God bless you.